AT&T Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome in to ABQ Connect this afternoon. Nice to hear from you. We have Britton Pruitt with us on the phone. He is the Director of Development for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Britton, welcome in to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've got to ask you about ACCH. I know you guys have taken some really aggressive steps to protect all your employees and, of course, the children who live there. And seems like it's all worked well. Haven't heard any reports of illness or anything coming out of ACCH.
No, we're all healthy. We're doing good. And as always, you know, ACCH exists to provide a safe, loving home for the at-risk children. And the pandemic hasn't changed that. And we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. Tell us about the precautions that you took, because you're kind of a microcosm of all of these large churches and even our nation, Britton. You feel like you took the proper steps to ensure the safety of everybody?
Yes. Yeah, so we did close our gate, and what we're doing is we put signs up there for if there's any deliveries or if there's any packages or whatever, for them to call the office and we can walk out to the front gate. There are people that have brought donations by, and we meet up at the front gate. And there's some things that we're not taking right now because of that. And also the staff, as much as possible, has quarantined themselves away from the kids and the house parents, because we don't want, if there does happen to be something, we don't want to transmit it to everybody. So we've taken almost every precaution we can to make sure that everybody remains healthy.
Yeah, well, and it sounds like you've done a great job. You've got school about to start, though, Britton. Any word on how school's going to go for the students that are in your facility?
I have no idea. I have no idea how school is going to start. I know there's going to be a lot of stuff to learn in regards to that, but I don't know what it's going to be like.
Well, I know that the Albuquerque Public Schools, initially when the lockdown started and the shutdown and the stay-at-home order, they didn't quite have a handle on what type of technologies and virtual learning tools and all those things. But they rapidly deployed that. I think that they are now geared up to provide those kind of services. The one thing that they have to consider is that some of their students are in locations or not in a place where they can access some of the technologies and things. So I think for the most part, obviously a lot of dedicated teachers and things in APS, and they are, you know, trying to be on the cutting edge of every technology there is available. But I also know, Britton, that there's a lot of students at some of the private schools, and most of them seem to be, you know, right up to par and able to, you know, provide if at least not maybe the best education possible, because I think in person is the best education possible, but they're doing the best that the technology has to offer. And I think APS is right there, and most of your kids, if not all, are involved in APS. And tell us, Britton, a little bit about how your kids live in the facility, the home environment that you establish, and maybe the role of the house parents.
Well, the kids all have, we call them cottages, and there's about, you know, eight to 10 kids per cottage. And, right now we're a little down, on our count, but, they live just like a normal child would live. They come home, they do their homework, they go out and play in the yard, they do chores. They basically, you know, we're just wanting them to be kids and have fun and just be responsible. And we teach them that. And the house parents, they all eat at the same table. They have big tables, by the way. Mm-hmm. They all eat at the same table. And there's like 10 to 12 people that sit at one table. But they all eat together. They play together. They pray together. They, you know, it's just everything that we do, it creates a family environment. And that's what we want.
You bet. And Britton, tell us about some of the backgrounds. I know you can't be real specific. There's a lot of security and considerations that you want to have to protect all your kids. But give us some examples of some backgrounds that kids come from into your facility.
Well, generally speaking, the kids do come from broken homes, abuse, neglect, Sometimes their parents have died. Sometimes they're in prison. And it's just, there's a lot of things that these kids go through that they shouldn't have to go through, and they do. And so it does take the kids some time to get used to this environment, because they've never been in an environment like this. Mm-hmm. And we just make sure that they are in a loving place that can give them the care they need and let them have the ability to just be children.
Yeah. Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has done some amazing things. I've talked to some of the, in fact, you had a young lady that last year at the barbecue that had graduated from the program, and I got a chance to talk with her briefly. And yeah, and she just was so blessed to have been there. And I think she just recently graduated from college and really had just had a tremendous experience at ACCH, and you did exactly what you just described. ACCH provided a warm, loving family environment for her, and she thrived as a result. And had she had to stay in the situation that she had started out in, that probably would not have been the end result. So what a neat thing to have been part of. And I know that you've been around now for a year or two at ACCH.
July will actually be my 1 year anniversary.
1 year anniversary. Well, the reason I want to bring that up is you're the director of development. So you are the one communicating how ACCH gets to pay the bills, and you are almost 100% donor supported. Is that correct?
So, we accept no state or federal funding. We rely on all of our support from individuals, churches, and businesses, and foundations, and we don't accept any funding outside of that, because we want to be able to, there's a lot of state and federal regulations that we'd have to follow if we didn't have that. So we choose to get funding from individuals, churches, and businesses, and foundations.
Mm. Well, and Britton, when you talk about getting funding, I mean, give us an example of how some people have come alongside you. You don't have to name anybody, but you prefer to have some monthly giving. Your website is ACCH4kids.org, and there's real simple ways to give on that website.
Right. So there's a donate button on the website, and there's a bunch of little coin cans floating around that have a QR code on them as well. Mm-hmm. But you can go on there, and we do want monthly gifts. I mean, it would be nice if you could set up a monthly gift. There are a lot of people that do one-time donations, and sometimes some of them are pretty extensive, and it does help with our budget. Other people will come and fix stuff for us that we have no ability to pay for. Mm. So there's a lot of ways that people can give, but, we need money to go to our general fund and our budget. So that's the main thing.
Right. Well, Britton, I want to play off what you just said about needing people to come in and maybe do some repairs and things. I mean, all of us who are homeowners, we constantly have to spend money on our own home. So I can only imagine that the facility that you have with as many kids, you have 17, 18 kids on campus, you have the adult house parents, you have, your staff and everything else. The ministry is putting some wear and tear on the facility. So I want to appeal to contractors. You know, if you're a painting contractor, you definitely could use some work from a painting contractor. You're always in need of plumbers and electricians. How do they get in touch with you if they have a desire to help?
Well, if anybody wants to get in touch with me, again, my name is Britton Pruitt. I'm the development director. My office number here is 505-898-5520. Or you can contact me by email at B. Pruitt@ACCH4kids.org. And just on top of that, right now there are a couple of major projects that we were kind of in need of, but one of them is pretty expensive, one of them is not, but we do have a leak in our roof in the it leaks down into the hallway in our office where the staff are, and we've had people out and they can't find out where it is. Mm. And so whenever it rains pretty good, it does leak inside and we got to put a bucket out there. That's about all we can do. Mm-hmm. But in the cottages, keep in mind that this is our 50th anniversary. So these cottages are 50 years old. And yeah, and they're in desperate need of to have the air conditioning redone, because they would have to put, we want to put central air in all of them, and we have to get the, you know, the compressors, but we also have to get the venting system has to be redone to get all that done. So, and we don't have the money to pay for it. So that's a couple of the two things that we need.
So if you're a contractor and you're involved in HVAC, and maybe you do duct work, maybe you have just the physical equipment that you could donate over to ACCH, that would be a major blessing. I'm assuming that right now you're doing swamp coolers, which are the coolers that we've used for so many years around here, but that probably isn't real efficient, especially when we have a little moisture in the air.
Right, and they do work, and but like I said, there's moisture in the air that obviously they don't work, but the cottages are, because the cottages are so big to hold the kids, it needs to have central air, because it doesn't cool them off quite that well.
Yeah, yeah. Britton, you've got an annual fundraiser that is scheduled right now for August. It is your barbecue. We know because of COVID-19 that plans have to be somewhat fluid. But it's even more important now for people to make themselves familiar with you. Is there information about you and your ministry on ACCH4Kids.org?
Yeah, the information about most of our events are on there. They can go into there and look at the pancake breakfast, the barbecue, our annual auction at the end of the year. And for the barbecue and the auction, you know, we're planning on having those. And we annually invite people to the public to our campus to observe our ministry in person. And for the barbecue, they can take tours of the colleges. They can see where the children live and talk. But with the pandemic, you know, we're still not sure that that's going to happen. But at the present time, we are planning as normal.
Yeah, and that is scheduled for August 8th, and we'll keep all of our listeners up to date. Britton, we're going to take a quick break, come back with you for another short segment. And when we come back, I want to ask you about how there are church ministries, literally from around the country, coming to Albuquerque as part of their missions program to help you do some of the repairs and things that you're talking about. So we want to talk about how to get churches mobilized to come and help at ACCH. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be a locally owned and operated mortgage company right here in New Mexico. Being local carries many positives for consumers, such as being able to meet face-to-face. You will receive quick response times, and all loans are processed here locally. And you will always talk with the same people from application to funding. All of our employees live here, and all profits from loan origination stay right here in New Mexico. Indigo Mortgage believes in supporting our local economy, and if at all possible, we use local vendors for supplies and technical support. I personally hire and vet all loan officers, and I assure you that your loans will be dealt with both ethically and with knowledge. Indigo Mortgage can offer the best rates and terms available on the market, so contact us today on the net at indigomortgage.net or by calling 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 1-88-348.
The use of instant replay. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Baseball was the slowest of the major sports to adopt the use of instant replay. What was the delay? What kept them from being willing to go to the tape to make sure they had the right call? Hundreds of millions of dollars are invested for the players, owners, and fans to all have a great experience. Is it the pride of the umpire that kept Major League Baseball from reviewing their work in real time? The pride of a man is a powerful thing. It can cause a nation to go to war, a man to leave his family, and a coach to ignore talent right under his nose because he doesn't want to be questioned. I would advocate that we need instant replay in our lives. We need to examine ourselves and allow others to do the same, whom we trust. Proverbs 24:32 says, "Then I saw and considered it, and I looked and received instruction." It takes a humble man to review his ways. It takes an even greater humility to receive instruction. But trust me, when you do, you'll be glad you did.
You've been listening to Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
My friend Britton Pruitt, Director of Development for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, on the phone with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us. Britton, I just teased a little bit about our topic now, and that's going to be talking about there's actually churches from other places in the country. Remember, this happened last summer. They came down and did some, a church out, I think Seattle came down and did some landscaping for you. Talk to me about how churches can get involved in what you're doing at ACCH.
So we've had several churches come down from all across the country. We've had some from Florida come. We've had some from Washington State, Nebraska, Kansas. There's been just a lot of churches that have come down and supported our ministry here, and they love to do it. They call us, and I've had several people call this year, and we just don't know if it's going to happen or not. So everything's kind of in limbo. But what they do is churches will they'll say, hey, is there any major projects that you need to do? And one time we needed a front porch put on, so they bring the money to be able to pay for everything. And we get the materials for it. After, you know, they send us the money, and then we'll feed them lunch while they're on campus. And if they're here for a week, you know, we'll feed them their lunch every day. We give them drinks and stuff so they don't get hot, because it does get hot out here in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But they come over here, and they really do a good job, and they knock stuff out, and that's a lot of stuff that people do for us that we wouldn't have the ability to do.
Yeah. You have a number of churches in Albuquerque that are supporting your ministry, but maybe a church that's not currently involved, they may want to help you financially, but they may also want to take on one of these projects, because as we all know, at least today, we're all unsure whether or not we can travel to places that we might want to travel to. So I want to appeal to all the churches out there that if you have, you know, maybe some talent in a church group, you have a contractor, you have a painter, you have a plumber, you have an electrician, you have a landscaper, you have just some creative, hardworking individuals that want to come and, you know, maybe do some weeding or any of those type of things. There's a lot of maintenance to do at the ACCH. Britton, describe your facility for us. You already mentioned you have two cottages, but talk to us about the rest of the facility. And that facility is actually owned free and clear. Give us a little bit of that history. You're not needing money for mortgage payments and things like that. You really, almost all the money that comes to your ministry, 99.9% is spent on the ministry. You're not out there, you know, taking elaborate junkets and conferences and all those kind of things, although I know some of that is helpful. But you guys are really trying to take care of the kids, and that's your central focus.
That's correct. I mean, we don't spend any money that we don't have to spend. I mean, it's all, everything we do is for the kids. Mm. And, you know, they deserve to be able to live in a home that is free of abuse and neglect, and that's what we try to do. But getting back to like the church, you were talking about the churches and what they can do to help.
Mm-hmm.
Financial support from churches is a big need. It pays for the shelter, the supervision, the children's needs, and the churches who can give know that they have a part in helping a child learn of God and His grace. And often churches can help finance a project or redo one that needs to be done, often providing the manpower to get the project done as well, because they bring a lot of people out here. They do coin can drives, they do food drives, and all other kinds of things to help us out. But one of the main things that they do is they support us quite a bit financially.
Mm.
And it's very welcome, and it's very needed.
Britton, one of the things that you do on the spots that you're running on the station right now, and maybe this is got to be a little fluid in terms of planning too, but you love people to donate things like gift cards and movie passes and isotopes tickets and Of course, right now we're kind of unsure when any of that stuff will be opened up, but that's another way people can give.
Absolutely. Whenever we are going to be able to go back out in public and kind of have normal lives, what we do need, like you said, any kind of gift cards like that for events, movies, just if you could make sure the expiration date's, you know, quite a bit out, but donations for department stores where you can get the kids, you know, school clothes and shoes and all other kinds of things. You know, Walmart, all kinds of gift cards we appreciate and we do need because we do use them for the kids when they go out and get clothes and shoes and things like that.
Britton, what do you see right now as one of the most critical projects? I know you have a roof leak, so again, I want to point that out. You've got a, it sounds like a small roof leak. Maybe a roofing contractor or a friend of a roofing contractor that's listening right now might bring that up. Tell me again, how do people reach you? How can they get in touch and help you get that fixed?
So, there again, what we really do need is somebody that can donate their time and donate the materials to be able to get something like that fixed. But they can contact me again at the 505-898-5520. That's the office number. And they can contact me by email as well at bpruitt@acch4kids.org.
That's awesome. And the office number two, can I give that out one more time? It's 505-898-5520.
Correct.
And they can leave a message for you. You guys are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, so donations, of course, are all tax deductible. I'm really hoping today that a lot of people that are listening will say, hey, this would be a good project instead of sitting around watching Netflix during the shutdown, even though we're starting to get kicked back up. Maybe this would be a nice project for them to do. You guys have taken a lot of precautions to protect the kids, and you want to protect the people that are volunteering as well as and all your employees. So all of that has a lot of thought put to it. So if you're listening right now and you can help Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, please call Britton Pruitt, again, 898-5520, area code 505. Their website is ACCH, for Albuquerque Christian Children's Home, ACCH, the number 4, kids.org. 50th anniversary of ACCH, and we hope people will come alongside you. We appreciate you supporting the program on KNKT very much, Britton, and looking forward to talking to you here in the coming weeks.